This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Welcome back to Burgettstown, a WPIL 2A Southern Sectional Wrestling Championship and Consolation Finals. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Greg Smith beside me. Jacob Knisner, our producer in our downtown Washington studios. Big thanks to the entire crew here at Burgettstown for getting us all set up. Parade of Champions underway. We have 13 weight classes, obviously 26 finalists. Six wrestlers in each weight with one exception. That is 107. We'll be sent to the WPIL Championships next week. Only five wrestlers entered at the 107-pound weight class here in the Southern Sectional. So we'll get you started, get into wrestling action when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and on greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, we're supposed to start wrestling at 2 o'clock, and here we are at 1:58. We are rolling. Just a couple of notes. Burgettstown will send 10 next week. McGuffey has 9. And I see 6 apiece for Beth Center, for Bentworth, for Jefferson Morgan, 5 from Avella. I'm sorry, 7 from West Greene as well. 7 more from Chartiers Houston. For the Bucks, all in the consolation bracket. We are underway. Championship match at 107 pounds. Braden Hanning of Jeff Morgan with a takedown. Carter Baker, Burgettstown, gets an escape. And they're wrestling neutral once again early on in that match. No fifth-place match here at 107 because only five wrestlers.
Yeah, and in the third-place match, it's Holden Humphreys of Chartiers Houston and Brody Quigley of Best Center. Quickly, Humphreys with a takedown. He leads 3-0.
Baker tried to get to a leg. Hanning shuts that off, and Hanning's going to get another takedown. He's going to give away an escape, make it 6-2. Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan with the lead halfway through the first. Hanning picks a Baker up and takes him into the mat, another takedown.
And Humphreys with another takedown is, oh no, excuse me, it's still 3-0. I thought Humphreys had gained another one, but nope, still 3-0, but working near side, shoulder to shoulder with Quigley. And now if Cradle and Humphreys at least going to get a 3 count out of that, he'll get all 4 of it. So 7-0, Holden Humphreys now leads.
Back into center of the mat. Restarts 9-3 lead for Hanning. He has scored 3 takedowns in the first minute and 15 seconds. And, boy, almost got a leg trip to get a 4th. And now gets tossed to his back by Baker. Baker with a takedown and more. trying to pick up the head. Hanning in big trouble here. Baker trying to sit out with this headlock, but Hanning going to find his way to belly down. So from 9-3 to 10-9,
isn't
Baker.
Something? Isn't that something? That's the second time Baker's tried to step through on the headlock, the second time he connects.
Now Baker trying to run a bar. 10 seconds to go in the first period. Braden Hanning was just dominant and got tossed to his back and going to go from up 9-3. And actually it was 9-2 because he gave the third escape. It was 9-2, and he's now down 10-9.
Isn't that something? How many matches can you remember where it was 10-9 after a period? 7-0, Humphrey still leading Quigley. Quigley now riding on top, second period underway.
Between weight classes here, we'll grab a quick break on this one, and then we'll end up with the award ceremonies between weight classes the rest of the way out. Baker draped over the hips of Hanning. Hanning scrambles out of that. 10-9 score. We're wrestling neutral here in the second by choice. Ankle pick attempt by Hanning. Baker fights that off. Championship at 107 pounds on the line.
Quigley is rode here for over a minute of the second period. He still trails 7-0, though, after Humphreys put together a takedown and four near fall points in the first period. But Quigley off to a good start here in the second.
Hanning got to a leg, but Baker counters and slides out to the side. Hanning trying to get his hips out from underneath him, but Baker wants to keep him right there. Baker picking up at the heel and driving into Hanning. Hanning trying to get enough leverage to flop over the side. But Baker still hanging on around the leg, and now Hanning has Baker on his belly, and Hanning going to get another takedown out of that scramble.
And Quigley now with both a takedown. Are they going to give? Or excuse me, they're going to give him two near fall points. He was riding on top, so Quigley able to find two near fall points. So gets 2 points here in the second period as it comes to a close, 7-2. Humphreys and Chartiers Houston still leads.
30 seconds to go in our second period in the championship match. Braden Hanning is back in front at 12-10 as the forearm across the chin and now sinks in a tight waist. Not much Baker can do there. Your right arm pinned to the mat by your body weight and your left arm pulled across your chin. Hanning wanting to ride right where he is.
Three-point takedown for Humphreys, but Humphreys was trying to connect through, so Quigley going to get a two-point reverse. Almost was able to connect there for near fall points. A bit of a crazy pace, but 10-5 now. Humphreys leads Quigley. That should be 10-4, I think, but nevertheless, 10-5, Humphreys leading. Minute and a half to go in the third period.
Hanning leads Baker 12-10 after two, and Hanning will be on the bottom to start the third. It was 9-2 Hanning. Then it was 10-9 Baker, all in a one-move flurry. The only points of the second period, the Braden Hanning takedown, and then able to ride the rest of the way. Half Nelson in by Baker, and he almost got winged to his own back. Able to keep control there, steps out to the side, picks up on the near leg. And Hanning back, chest down. 30 seconds gone. Championship match, third period. Crossface cradle attempt by Baker. Now just going to go two hands, pulling that left arm across the chest, but Hanning fights that off.
Holding Humphreys, holding on to an 11-5 lead, 35 seconds to go, riding on top, and he's going to get a cradle. He's going to have near fall points, maybe a pin.
Escape for Hanning to go up 13-10. Toss attempt by Baker, and he pulls Hanning right on top of himself. Now 16-10 with just under a minute remaining. And Braden Hanning back out to, I won't call it a comfortable, but a more than a handful point lead.
And Holden Humphreys able to get a seven-point move with the takedown, four near fall points, under 10 seconds to go. Your third-place finisher at 107 pounds will be Holden Humphreys of Chartiers Houston with an 18-5 decision. Actually, he may get a few near fall points on top of that. They're going to give him at least two more. So 20-5, Holden Humphreys, your third place winner at 107 pounds.
Tech fall, the way that works all out with the extra near fall points.
You're right.
Score is 16-10, Hanning leading. Baker gets to his feet, 35 seconds to go. Now neutral. Toss attempt, Hanning almost got caught on his heels.
Baker's gotten once or twice.
16-11, a five-point lead for Hanning. Baker trying to get in where he can do something, and Hanning picks him up, puts him to his back, and pins him. The fall comes at 5:42. Braden Hanning, big lead early, ended up trailing late after one, and then rallies in the second and third, gets the fall again at the 5:42. We'll go to 114 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation and greensports.net. Presented by First Federal of Greene County.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsenergy.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Championship match at 114 pounds. Caleb Delaney taken down by Bobby Lemley. Lemley cradles him, and Delaney is pinned. 40 seconds into the first period, Bobby Lemley, the two-seed, pins Caleb Delaney. Got that quick early takedown, the cradle, and the fall.
Yeah, when you're able to stack those moves together and especially catch somebody, that nearside cradle can just be the end of it. Caleb Delaney on the wrong side of that. Congratulations, Bobby Lemley, who was trailing at one point in the semifinal match, able to come on back and find a way to win. Third place match, at 114 pounds. Mason Robinson of Chartiers Houston. He has a 3-0 lead early, beginning in the second period, I should say, against Dustin Mace of Avella. They are in the neutral position to start the second period. Shot in by Robinson, blocked away. And our fifth place match, at 114 pounds, is Jacob Reiser of West Greene, leading 3-0 over Blake Jamison of McGuffey. They are also in the second period.
You're doing great.
Mace with a Mace with a three-point takedown now, so Mace has now tied the match, the third-place match, against Robinson. So Mace now riding on top, minute 20 to go, second period there.
Jamison and Reiser tied at three right below me. They are, 30 seconds or so into their second period. Control still for Jamison, and now he's trying to get head into the side and locks the hands on a cradle, and Reiser goes to his back. Jamison trying to get it all here in the middle part of the second period, and somehow Reiser's right shoulder is off the mat. Awkward cradle is clearly gone now for Jamison, but now he's got to be careful and not scissors the head.
Yep.
And, boy, you try to step and improve your position, you end up crossing your feet.
Yeah, doing a nice job, though, using his knees to kind of keep Reiser's head in place.
Jamison improving his position now between the legs. Reiser thrashes one way, then the other.
We've got an injury. Dustin Mace is down. The Avella coaches want to have a word with the officials. Mason Robinson took him out. Big throw on the edge of the mat. I'm not sure if Mace happened to hit hardwood or not, but Mace is clearly in some pain as the official is speaking to the Avella coaching.
Jamison turns Reiser one more time. Just 10 seconds to go in this second period, and Jacob Reiser has spent much of this third period on his back.
107-pound place winners, please make your way to the podium.
And the time runs out here in period number two. Fifth place match at 114 pounds. 7-3 Blake Jamison, make it 11-3, All of that time spent is back a long time on the shoulders.
Dustin Mace up on his feet, seems to be okay, putting his headgear back on now. So about a minute of injury time taken, but Mace is back up, and Mason Robinson, on the other hand, now leading 7-3 with in the second period with 39 seconds to go.
Jamison leading 11-3, starts the third period on the bottom. Riser high up over the shoulders, but trying to get a leg in there. And Jamison says nope and just pulls Riser all the way up over the top, gets the reversal to go up 13-3. Well, it certainly appears Blake Jamison gives the appearance that he's a little upset about something. Being very physical against the Riser.
Yep.
Forearm to the back of the neck, and that has subsided somewhat. But when he first got out, it was he did not look like he was a happy camper.
It was obvious, yep, no doubt.
Cradle attempt by Jamison now. Steps, plants a foot out front. Good job by Riser to keep from going over for a moment. And now still has his right elbow out. That's uncomfortable on the shoulder, but it kept him from going to his back.
Mace able to get an escape, so he makes it 7-4, just 1 second to go in the second period. Almost had the takedown of Robinson, but near the boundary, he runs out of real estate. They're going to go to the third period. Mason Robinson of Chartiers Houston leads 7-4 over Dustin Mace of Avella. Mace will start down to begin the third.
Jamison lost track of where he was, turned Riser partway over, and then trying to improve that, lifted his foot, and that therefore no contact inside, so out of bounds.
Mace tries to hit a switch there. Robinson still behind, tries to switch back the other way. Nothing there. Now that allows Robinson to put in a bar on the left arm and try to chin back Mace, and we're going to get a potentially dangerous or at least a stalemate. So 143, we're going to go back to center. Mace trailing 7-4.
Jamison follows Riser to the feet, but then a little drop tackle takes him back into the mat. Now working a two-on-one on the left side, steps between the legs, gets off the two-on-one, picks up a leg and dumps Riser to his shoulders. Near fall count here is gone full boat, final 10 seconds of the match, and Blake Jamison's going to take fifth place. He'll pick up four near falls here at the buzzer, and it'll be a 14-point win, 17-3 victory for Blake Jamison of McGuffey over Jacob Riser of West Green.
7-4, Mason Robinson still leading, still riding on Dustin Mace. They went out of bounds, so the whistle blows. 1:17 remaining on the third period clock. Robinson been very strong riding on top. A little spiral ride there. Keeps Mace down, now trying to go a little heavier on that left. Picks up the leg and able to tilt him over. And Robinson's got back points, got near fall points as he's got Mace a bit stuck. Mace doing a nice job arching the back, but he's got four near fall points. Does Mason Robinson waiting for him under a minute to go. I'm not sure if Dustin Mace has conceded yet, but he appears pretty motionless, says Mason Robinson, and there's the fall. At 4:12, Mason Robinson of Chartiers Houston, your third-place finisher, a fall over Dustin Mace of Avella.
121 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages. Home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
121-pound bouts underway. Alex Medlin of Best Center with a takedown against Gage Bradley of Burgettstown to lead their 3-0 in the championship. Brock McClure of Bentworth up 5-0 on Cam Eiler of Fort Cherry in the third-place match. And the fifth-place bout has Jordan Moore of Avella, Camden, Stamma, Chartiers, Houston scoreless. Award winners at 107 pounds. Fifth place to Xander Winters of Avella. Brody Quigley of Best Center, fourth. Third to Holden Humphreys of Chartiers Houston. Carter Baker of Burgettstown, second. And Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan wins the 107-pound championship.
Brock McClure working hard there. Didn't quite get any more near fall points, but already a 5-0 lead to take down and two quick near falls. He's got Cameron Eiler on the ropes already here. First period comes to a close.
Medlin of Best Center was the two seed coming in, but elevated to the one seed when
Tucker Main
was unable to go today because of illness. And boy, you're the one seed and out due to illness. We talked about that earlier. Just tough break for an outstanding wrestler.
Yeah, no doubt. And this is already this 121-pound weight class is already an impressive group as is, and missing that, missing Tucker is a big hole in that. McClure, though, another near fall, so he now leads 8-0 over Eiler.
Camden Stam with a reversal early in the second, then an escape for Jordan Moore of Avella, 2-1 early in this second period. Fifth place match at 121 pounds. Championship bout, Medlin still riding and leading 3-0 after his early first period takedown.
Brock McClure has added two more near fall points. Looking for a tilt again. Is not going to get it that time, but he now leads 10-0.
Out of bounds go Medlin and Bradley. Second period there and more at 121 pounds when we come right back.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Second period underway, and Gage Bradley is on the bottom. Medlin follows him up, then drapes around one leg, still leaning around the waist. Got Bradley back onto his hands and knees. Bradley unable to get his leg free. Medlin joins him right at the boundary, but both with a foot in, and that ends, and we'll get a clean start. 2-1 lead, Camden Stam of Churchers Houston over Jaden Moore of Avella. Late second period, that's for fifth place here at 121.
And in third place, Brock McClure, I think still maybe upset about a semifinal match. He now leads 12-0 as the second period comes to an end against Cameron Eiler of Fort Cherry. McClure going to start down, so a chance here to quickly pick up what he needs to end this match on a tech fall.
Late spin by Stam to try to get a takedown, but did not get his own left leg free, and so out of bounds. Medlin leading 3-0. Got that early first period takedown, and he has been able to ride Gage Bradley ever since. That is most of the first period, and now a minute here in the second. Bradley almost got completely free. Medlin called for stalling for just hanging on at an ankle, and Bradley got loose for a second, and Medlin joins him, wraps him around the waist, and now is just leaning on him. Medlin got to be careful here to avoid another stall call.
Yeah, kind of wrapped around the ankle. He does need to be careful. Cameron Eiler looking for a stall call, but being down 12-0 with just over a minute to go, not getting much satisfaction from the official as Brock McClure continues to just sort of hang on at this point, leading 12-0.
3-0, second period. Alex Medlin of Best Center in the championship match, leading Gage Bradley. Bradley trying to work his way up. Medlin going to pick up a leg. Wheelbarrow race. Bradley crawling away from him on his hands. Stand up, and Medlin trips him out of bounds.
And again, Eiler continues to try to work down 12 and just looking for anything to try to tilt or get McClure onto his back, but Brock McClure is just not giving into it now. Under 40 seconds remain, still 12-0. McClure leads.
Stand up by Bradley again. Medlin drops around one ankle, trying to get to the other, up around the waist, and he drives Bradley back into the mat. And that has been bang, bang on a second stalling call.
Yeah, the second official coming over, maybe just getting a sense of what's going on. You can certainly hear the crowd voicing its displeasure.
Yeah, Burgesstown home folks wanting a second stalling call. Bradley stands. Medlin goes right around the leg, and the stalling call comes. A penalty point awarded at the buzzer. It is now 3-1 Boy, now the officials chat for a moment. The BC coach is saying that was not 5 seconds.
Cameron Eiler gets a 1 point for stalling as Brock McClure has mostly stalled his way through this third period. But again, a 12-0 lead turns to a 12-1 lead, and Brock McClure, your third place finisher at 121 pounds, with a 12-1 win over Cameron Eiler of Fort Cherry.
Heath Graff leaves the corner. Camden Stam finishes off his fifth place win. He beat Jordan Moore of Vela by a 2-1 count. Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston, 2-1. 3-1 score now going to the third, and Gage Bradley a chance to work on top somewhere he has not been. Hasn't been neutral, hasn't been in control since very early.
And so far we see Medlin mostly just finding his base and not making much of an attempt. Nice little effort there from Bradley.
Bradley was working out to the left side of the body, and now it goes to a roll, and he exposes Medlin's shoulder on an awkward tilt. Bradley elevating the legs, and he's going to get near falls out of this.
He got all four.
And from down 3-0 and being ridden for almost 4 minutes, Gage Bradley's in front 5-3.
Yeah, and this is where Alex Medlin, again, it's give Gage Bradley credit. I think this is no longer a stall. This is Bradley just being an excellent top position, but Medlin's going to have to go here now, trailing by two.
Medlin trying to get to his feet, and Bradley cradles him, and Medlin can't break it. Bradley trying to find a place now to turn over, and good job there by Medlin to pry the hands apart and get out.
Bradley looked like he was pretty in there deep on that cradle, but Bradley continues to ride. Got to be a little careful, that arm tucked in. Medlin trying to pull him over the shoulder.
40 seconds remain. Under 40 seconds now.
Under 30 seconds now, yep. Man, what a great job by Bradley here just to continue to push it and put it on Medlin to here.
Again, Tucker Main out of this bracket, and now a penalty point for an illegal hold going to be awarded. Now make it 5-4, and now an escape for Medlin would tie the match. Gage Bradley.
Medlin just does not seem to have the urgency he needs, only trailing by one.
Medlin to his feet, sits out, turns back into Bradley. Bradley hanging on there. Medlin trying to get square. Bradley still with control, and he drives into Medlin, takes him to the boundary, and you're going to say 1 second remaining.
But man,
they were not out of bounds.
No, Bradley, you could even see, look back, and Majero's foot was still there.
And Gage Bradley going to win it by a 5-4 score. The Burgettstown crowd erupts in the celebration. With Maine in the bracket, Bradley was listed as the 8th seed. With the move, he ends up as the 6th seed and wins the section championship.
I mean, just an X. I mean, again, we talked about how great that bracket is. Quite frankly, I mean, he ran Brock McClure out, and that time he's able to do the same to Alex Medlin.
We'll go to 127 pounds here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Go to 127 pounds championship match. Clayton Neely of McGuffey, Danny Smith of Burgettstown. They are scoreless at the moment. Though Ely, with an arm around the waist, going to get the takedown. and now gets his left leg free and tries to run a bar on Smith, but Smith fought that off.
Underway on the third place match at 127 pounds, Noah Patton engaged Samuel, Patton of Washington, Samuel of Avella. Patton going to grab a one-point escape. But it looks like...
And just like that, Ely with the takedown, and he's able to put Smith to his back and get the fall. Clayton Ely by fall in a minute and 18 seconds.
Do we have an update on our fifth place match?
Yes, indeed. James Delaney will win by injury default.
Gotcha.
Get back and get you the award winners at 114 pounds I need to give you. Jacob Reiser, West Green, finishes sixth. Fifth to Blake Jamison of McGuffey. Dustin Mason, Bavella, fourth. Mason Robinson of Chartiers Houston is third. Caleb Delaney of Jeff Morgan finishes second. And Bobby Lemley, by way of a pin in 40 seconds, wins the 114-pound championship.
Here at 127, Noah Patton, again, a scoreless first period between Patton of Washington, Samuel of Bavella. Patton able to get an escape here early in the second period. We're now under 45 seconds to go. Patton leads 1-0. Shot attempt there. Second shot attempt in on a double. In on the leg. Kind of lower on the ankle. Switches over to that right leg of Samuel trying to do it. Samuel now with his trying to basically figure for the head and get himself, get his hips up off the mat. Patton now trying to come out the backside as he gets up to his knees and trying to clear Samuel. Samuel just hanging on for dear life. Patton now stands up, tries to turn back, trying to clear that head. And he finally does. There it is. Three-point takedown. I was a little confused there. Oh, so we're going to get a penalty point. Yep, there it is. A lot of hand gestures there for a moment. Official's going to go over to the table. Patton has a takedown. Should either be 4-1 or 5-0 in favor of Noah Patton. They have it backwards on the scoreboard right now, showing Samuel leading 4-1.
In fifth place, from Chartiers, Houston, Camden Stam.
Now they wiped the takedown off.
There's
your fourth place finisher from Fort.
There it is. 5-0. That makes sense. So a penalty point against Samuel, and then Patton able to finish with another takedown. So his lead now extended to 5-0, just 7 seconds remaining in this second period. Samuel trying to get up to his feet, able to, but side by side. Nice shot from Patton there to hang on. And so Noah Patton will take a 5-0 lead into the third period. Here at 127 pounds.
We'll have that when we come right back.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
And welcome back here. Third period underway. Noah Patton continuing to lead 5-0 in on a shot on Gage Samuel. Samuel down on his back, trying to climb the body as Patton. He will be able to get the 3 point. He extends his lead now to 8-0, under a minute and 20 to go in this third period. Again, this is a third place match at 127 pounds. As Noah Patton of Washington leading 8-0. We're going to get time, and we're going to get a stalling called against Noah Patton. Kind of an early whistle, in my opinion, there is Patton with a big lead. I think now just wants to hang on, and the official not going to have any of that. So Patton's going to have to earn it here over these last 66 seconds as he leads 8-0.
Let's get your award winners at 121 pounds. Sixth place to Jordan Moore of Avella. Camden Stam of Chartiers Houston wins fifth. Fourth place to Cameron Eiler of Fort Cherry. Brock McClure of Bentworth takes third. Your runner-up, Alex Medlin of Best Center. And winning the championship with a 5-4 score in the final, Gage Bradley of Burgettstown.
Samuel with an escape, but his headgear becomes jarred loose. So he will get a moment to fix that. Onto their feet they go. 8-1, Noah Patton of Washington still leading. 48 seconds left. Patton has already been hit with a stalling call. Patton in on a shot. Trying to work in on that high single. Trying to bring that single up off the mat. He's able to do it. Into the Barty Wizard attempt there from Samuel. Able to get his right leg back down to the mat. Patton, though, nice job sinking with the leg. Able to get around and able to find the position for the 3-point takedown. 11-1 now. Noah Patton in the lead. Just 20 seconds remain. And Noah Patton well on his way to a third-place finish here at 127 pounds. Samuel broken down onto his stomach as Patton continues to work under the arms and across. 5 seconds to go. Again, Noah Patton, your third-place winner at 127 pounds, an 11-1 win over Gage Samuel.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
133-pound championship match. Lucas Barr quickly with 3-3 against Noah Collins of West Greene. Barr not wasting any time. He continues his assault on the McGuffey all-time wins mark currently held by Jeremy Hunter. And I believe Barr now within like 7 or 8 wins. So he is right there at the edge. 2-point near fall for Barr. Up now 8-0. Collins gets an escape. Collins with a nice shot, but Barr shuts that off. Jeremy Tack of Burgettstown, Brian Thompson of Southside scramble to the end of their fifth place first period, and they go to the second with a 3-0 lead in favor of Thompson.
Underway on the third place match, Anthony Delaney of Brownsville, a 3-0 lead right now over Christian Triado of Hopewell. That match is into just finished the first period, second period underway.
Barr in on the legs, and he picks up Collins, sets him to the mat, and then rolled him to his back for a flash one count. But Barr trying to keep Collins there and pulls him back, wills him back, drives the chin into the left shoulder on the front side. And if you've never had that done, just get your kid to stick the shoulder in there and see how that feels.
It does not feel great. That, all while they're wrenching on your arm, too. You know, just a little chin to the shoulder adds a little extra, you know, chef's kiss kind of feeling there.
15-1 Barr leads at the end of one period. Wrestlers working neutral. A takedown for Barr would end it as Collins dropped to his knees. Barr trying to just keep him at enough of a distance where can't let the taller Collins get to legs or anything. And then Barr ducks under. Takedown. Technical fall. 18-1 at the 2:19 mark.
Delaney of Brownsville leading 3-1 over Toronto of Hopewell. Toronto in on a nice shot, though, and he'll get the 3-point takedown. He now leads 4-3. Just over a minute to go, second period there. Christian Toronto now in front. Delaney, though, gets stuck onto his back, and Toronto now has near fall points. I'm not sure if Delaney got caught or not, but Christian Toronto with a fall. At 2 minutes and 10 seconds, your third-place winner, Christian Toronto of Hopewell.
You'll keep your eyes here. I'd appreciate it. I'm going to run down the award winners at 127. Another scramble there. Thompson gets another takedown. He's now up 7-3 in that match.
Yep.
Sixth place goes to Shane Cronin of Best Center. Fifth to James Delaney of Jeff Morgan. This is, again, 127. Gage Samuel of Avella finishes fourth. Noah Patton of Washington third. Your Winner is hang on just one. My apologies. Go ahead. Grab where you're at here.
Yeah, attack with a reversal there. It looked like he was clear of Thompson for an escape, but Thompson just kind of left himself exposed. So Tack smartly jumps back on top of him. Almost got more out of it than just the reversal, but Tack able to get a reversal, get back within two. It's now 7-5, and they're going to get Thompson really big escape right at the end of the period. It was a scramble right here in front of us. Thompson with the escape. It is 8-5. Brian Thompson of Southside leaves Jeremy Tack of Burgett Sound as we enter the third period.
Back at 127, your runner-up is Danny Smith of Burgett Sound, champion with a fall in the title match, Clayton Ely of McGuffey.
In fourth place, from Avella, Gage.
Thompson going to start down. It looked like Tack was going to give him the optional start here, which he is, but he's going to jump on top. So, in fact, truly optional in that way. It's Tack now trying to work a nearside cradle. Thompson trying to clear himself, able to turn back into Tack and dump him off to the side. Still a battle here. Tack sprawled out. Thompson will eventually clear himself completely, and he'll get the one-point escape. Now 9-5, Tack trails.
They're going to go and reset the clock, I think. The clock did not start for a long time.
I noticed that towards the end.
They're going to run this down probably somewhere around a minute and a half. And now I think we're going to get an injury timeout as well.
Yeah, Tack seemed to maybe look like maybe that right knee, he was kind of favoring it a bit. Kind of looked a little uneasy. I'm not sure he would have called for injury time had the officials not run the clock or missed the clock running, but had the opportunity, I think, to call into his own injury time, and he took advantage of it.
Looking ahead, top six from each of the three sectionals will gather at the Chargers Valley next week, 18-man bracket, so that means you've got two pigtails in each to start. And into the round of 16 from there. But that'll all get started on Friday. Our coverage will be all day Saturday. All of Saturday's action will be available, both AA and AAA. WJPA AM will have the AAA stuff on air. We'll have both sides available, both classes available for you online as well. And again, we're going to be audio only. Through the WPIL championships, NFHS video will be available, but that's being produced by Flo.
Thompson in on a shot. We're going to get a stalemate and back up. They'll go 57 seconds remaining third period. Brian Thompson, of Southside leading 9-5. Over Jeremy Tack of Burgettstown. Shot in by Thompson. Nice sprawl there. Tack, but kind of unable to lose his position, which allows Thompson to get a little deeper in on the shot. Again, with just 40 seconds left, Thompson a four-point lead, so he can't afford to give up a takedown here, but he's in pretty deep on the left leg of Tack. It's always where it was so pertinent to, again, the best defense sometimes is a good offense. Official blows the whistle for another stalemate. 24 seconds to go. We'll stand back up.
Fifth place on the line. Both guys already going to the WPILs. Attack right at the whistle.
Low single, yeah, really nice job. But, again, if you're Thompson here, you can't afford a stall, but he's doing enough to keep himself active. Now we're under 10 seconds to go, and I think Jeremy Tack's going to be a too little too late. Although
Tack,
he rolls him over. Oh, what do I know?
Takedown and back counts. And how many? It's going to be three. It's going to be the takedown and a three-point near fall for Jeremy Tack, and he's going to win an 11-9.
What do I know? What a finish. That's why you wrestled to the whistle there, Bob.
And Brian Thompson just kind of stunned there. He got a point late in the second period and gave up six late in the match, and Jeremy Tack wins it by an 11-9.
Yep.
Final score. We'll move up to 139 pounds on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
You can My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
139 pounds, fifth place match. Lane Ely of McGuffey with a takedown. He has E.J. Lingenfield in a cradle. Lingenfield able to get out of that just as the period comes to an end. But a four-point near fall for Ely. Should be at seven, my math tells me. Has to be four. I mean, he was on his back for 20 seconds. Championship match. Drake McClure with a takedown here halfway through the first period. He leads Mason Wright of Best Center 3-0.
And in the third place match, scoreless after one period, it's Carter Cadis of Burgettstown and Justin Obeldoble of Hopewell. Again, scoreless after one.
And we get the seventh point up on the board on mat three. Drake McClure trying to get enough leverage to put Mason Wright away. Wright trying to roll over to his belly, and he will. Four-point near fall for McClure. It's 7-0. The Bentworth top seed. Mason Wright seeded second in this bracket.
Carter Cadis with a nice standing sit-out and able to clear himself free for an escape. So Carter Cadis now leads 1-0 as he's up onto his feet, tied up with Obeldoble.
End of one period. McClure up on Wright, 7-0. Great to have you along here all day on WJPA AM in Washington. Big thanks to the entire crew here at Burgettstown, to the WPIL Wrestling Committee, whose guys always take great care of us, and we certainly appreciate that partnership that's many, many, many years in the making. Our wrestling coverage of tournament series started 76 years ago with the 1950 PIAA Wrestling Championships at Washington High School.
Crazy.
The station had covered wrestling prior to that in the 8 years of or so since we went on the air back in 1942. But when the state tournament came, I mentioned earlier, Pete Stanton, who was our longtime sports director, said to station management, you know, the state championships are coming here. We got to be there. And we've been there every year since. And year 77 is coming up here in just 3 weeks. Yeah, that's a legacy. That's an incredible thing that our station has done.
It's incredible, too. Just, yeah, on all the wrestlers who have had the pleasure of being called by and seen by the station.
Drake McClure leading 9-0 on Mason Wright. There about 40 seconds to go in the second. McClure with a reversal here in the second. Ely's lead on Lingenfield now 7-1. And looks like Lingenfield going to give Ely an escape, and they will wrestle neutral, make it 8-1 Ely.
Carter Cadis continuing to have his way here. Two periods gone, a 7-1 lead. Cadis has built out now with a few takedowns there in that second period over Justin Obeldoble of Hopewell.
Early third period. Ely now up 9-4 on Lingenfield. Lingenfield walks right into a beautiful single, but Ely gets enough time to reach across the back and grab an ankle for a moment, and now Ely trying to sprawl back and get his leg free, just prize Lingenfield over to his side. And not a cradle, but arm, leg, package. Lingenfield tried to sit up and no control even awarded as of yet. Lingenfield keeps hanging, and now Ely going to scoot around behind, and Lingenfield has to let go of the leg.
Carter Cadis Just going to end up getting called for a stalemate there. Was in control, was trying to get around to find another takedown. But he will head back to the circle again, leading 7-1, third place match at 139 pounds.
Champion in the 133-pound weight class from McGuffey, Lucas Barr.
Drake McClure up 9-0 on Mason Wright, about a minute 10 remaining in their third period. Ely of McGuffey leading in the fifth place bout now 12-4. They're wrestling late in their third period as well. 20 seconds to go in that match.
We have a fall in Carter Cadis at 4:16. The fall over Justin Obeldoble. Cadis will be your third place finisher at 139 pounds.
Fifth place bout coming to an end. Lane Ely going to get a 12-4 win against E.J. Lingenfield. And now that leaves just the championship bout. And out the back door comes Mason Wright. Drake McClure hanging on a funk situation. He's on his side now, reaching around the waist on the right side and through the crotch. Hands locked there. Wright trying to find somewhere to go, and there is nowhere to go. And I can't believe we haven't gone stalemate yet.
They've been rolling around quite a bit.
Just seconds remaining in the match. Drake McClure of Bentworth going to win the 139-pound championship. More from the 2A Southern Sectional in Burgettstown when we come right back.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee in healing.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Here's your 133-pound award winner. Sixth place to Brian Thompson of Southside. Jeremy Tack of Burgettstown takes fifth with late points. Anthony Delaney of Brownsville is fourth. Kristen Tirado of Hopewell takes third. Runner-up is Noah Collins of West Green. And winner by fall in the championship match, Lucas Barr of McGuffey. Underway in our medal bouts at 145 pounds. Fifth place match has Vinny Boris of Hopewell and Cody Gates of Brownsville. I think these guys wrestled every match of their day right here below me.
I think they did. I think you're absolutely right.
Joel Reiser of West Green, Brady Wrightweiser of Burgettstown wrestling for third. In a championship match, Emmett Wolf of McGuffey with a takedown on Washington's Caleb Patton. They're halfway through their first period.
Yeah, no score in the Reiser Wrightweiser match, but kind of a bit of a funk roll there, and Wrightweiser up to his feet. It's actually going to be Joel Reiser who gets the escape point. So 1-0 Reiser of West Green.
Wolf and Patton still all kind of tied up. Patton has no use of his right leg, but Wolf has been able to rock the shoulders over enough to get a near fall count. 20 seconds to go in this first period, and Caleb Patton just, he can't do anything. His legs
stuck,
are pinned and twisted, and Wolf not letting him go. Now he loses the arm. He'll let go of the leg, and Emmett Wolf will get the near falls to lead 7-0 late in this first period.
Sometimes that's not the worst thing, though, to let the clock run out on you a little bit if you've got four near fall points waiting for you on the other side.
Run down the award winners. I believe I can get 133 pounds here for you. At 133, I did that. 139 is what I'm looking for. E.J. Lingenfield of Jeff Morgan finishes sixth. Lane Ely of McGuffey is fifth. Justin Obodobo of Hopewell is fourth. Third place to Carter Cadis of Bergenstown. Your runner-up, Mason Wright of Best Center. And with a major decision in the championship match, 9-0, Drake McClure of Bentworth, your champion at 139 pounds.
Under 30 seconds to go, second period of the third place match. Joel Reiser of West Green. Still a 1-0 lead over Brady Wrightweiser, of Bergenstown.
Escape for Patton. Takedown for Wolf, now 10-0. And escape for Patton once again. And now Wolf wants injury time. A little scramble there in the final at the edge of the mat.
Reiser also going to ask for injury time. It looks like he maybe got poked in the eye. So maybe lost a contact. They'll be back to the center. Here's 6 seconds to go in that third place match.
Vinny Boris of Hopewell and Cody Gates of Brownsville right at the edge of the mat. Takedown is awarded to Boris, and he's now up by a 4-0 score.
Third period underway now. Wrightweiser starts down, trailing 1-0. Tries to turn back into Reiser. Reiser does a nice job to keep himself contained, but ultimately Wrightweiser up to his feet. Clears himself, and we have a 1-1 match here in the third period.
Wolf and Patton back underway after the injury stoppage. Wolf ties up Patton's arm, and now the two want to shove a little bit.
Your place winners in the 139-pound weight class.
Near fall situation for Boris against Gates. That one's going to go full boat. Patton stumbles backwards, ends up on his wallet. Dropped by Wolf to stay right there, but told Patton, come on back. As soon as he did, then Wolf stepped out of bounds with him. A minute to go in the second period. Emmett Wolf of McGuffey leading Caleb Patton 10-0. Four near fall points for Vinny Boris of Hopewell, and he leads 8-0 after two. That's in a fifth-place match.
Just over a minute to go, and a takedown for Brady Wrightweiser of Bergenstown. Wrightweiser now leads 4-1. Again, just over a minute to go in that third period. Third place match at 145 pounds. Looks for a cradle now as Reiser tried to stand up. Can Wrightweiser get it over? He's going to try to load it up and tilt back, and he's going to. Brady Wrightweiser has near fall points to add to his already 3-point lead under a minute to go.
Boy, he got a nice cradle in there.
Really nice,
he's trying
yeah.
to kick the other foot out and gets the fall.
He does. And that was a tie match going into that third period, but Brady Wrightweiser, your winner at the third place match with a fall in the third period.
Emmett Wolf now up 13-2 on Caleb Patton, and near falls running here. If this goes full boat, and I think it does, it's going to be a technical fall in the championship match. Emmett Wolf 17-2. Over Caleb Patton at the 4-minute mark. Emmett Wolf, your champion, at 145 pounds. Injury stoppage? Nope. No, just an out-of-bounds stoppage. Unfortunately, Cody Gates didn't end up out on the basketball floor.
I think maybe there was a bit of a – everyone kind of waited to make sure he was okay, so glad to see that.
Yeah, and sit up, kid.
Yeah, he kind of laid there stunned for a little bit.
Everybody will feel better if you sit up. A minute to go in that fifth place match. There's two scramble to the boundary, and now they end up out on the basketball. And Cody Gates with, I'm not sure which corner. That's the Hopewell corner. And a little something to say to the extra people who are there. That's what you get for being where you're not supposed to be. Two in a corner. You wouldn't have got rolled up on if you weren't there.
And they're pushing each other all over the mat.
Again. 40 seconds to go in this bout. Boris of Hopewell with the 8-0 lead. Gates circles to his right looking for an opening there.
Little carry there. And
Boris, nice yeah. takedown. In for now an 11-point lead. Just 15 seconds to go. Gates not giving up. Able to sit and turn, but ends up out of bounds.
Kind of looked like a bit of a fireman's carry that Gates kind of blew up halfway through, but nice shot from Boris to finish it.
15 seconds remaining. Fifth place bout, 145 pounds. Stand up by Gates. Boris follows, wrapped him around the waist. Then the two end up out of bounds. Whistle contact afterwards, but nothing further develops from that.
Yeah,
just 6 seconds remaining.
You know, we've seen a lot of, we've made the comment, and again, I guess it's not fair to assume, but we've made the comment, we've seen a lot of wrestlers essentially run out of gas. Impressed that Cody Gates, despite the outcome, has really wrestled tough here in the full 5 minutes.
Vinny Boris, an 11-0 win to take fifth place at 145 pounds. Back to the 2A Southern Sectional at Bergenstown in just a moment.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
152-pound championship match, maybe the premier matchup in the bracket. Jonah Erdely of Fraser, 21-1 coming in. Victor Bonus and McGuffey, 35-5. And they are underway. Erdely in on a leg. Bonus drops to his side and then just gives up the takedown. 3-0 lead for Erdely.
Yeah, nice job. Third place match quickly. Logan Noyes of Bergenstown, no score against Angelo Mel of Chartiers Houston.
Evan Toronto of Hopewell, takedown and more against Mason Crow of Bentworth. Thought he was going to get back points, and now Crow goes over beyond perpendicular. The count has run full. Bar still in by Toronto, out of bounds, going to be there, out of time is the ruling. So should be 7-0, my math tells me.
I feel like we've had that happen a couple of times.
That had to be 5 seconds.
You mentioned Erdely with a 3-0 takedown on, there's the 7.
Now we get this extra point there. Erdely running with the bar against Bonus. Bonus fights that off. Stalling call against Bonus on the bottom. Erdely trying to find enough leverage to drive against that free right hand, but that's not going to happen. They come to the end of the first. 3-0 lead for Jonah Erdely.
Logan Noyes of Bergenstown with an escape early in the second period. He leads 1-0 over Angelo Mel of Chartiers Houston on their feet, hand fighting.
Fifth place match, Evan Toronto riding and leading 7-0 early second period.
A beautiful takedown by Noyes there, a great little sweep, able to catch Mel, and he gets a 3-point takedown, 4-0 Logan Noyes now leads.
Toronto puts Crow to his back again. A couple of times now, Toronto has been up in the air and feet up in the air, and I think the referee called the fall. He did indeed.
Yep.
1:46, the time of the pin for Evan Toronto. You know, if you go back and look at that slow motion, there were two times that the wrestlers were out of bounds because Crow was completely out,
yep,
and Toronto had his toes on there, and the way Crow rocked, Toronto's feet came up, so
yep,
he's got no contact inside.
Contact,
but
yep,
nobody's going back and looking at that slow mo. 4-0 lead, Jonah Erdely. Escape here in the second. He leads Victor Bonus.
Noyes holding on to a 4-0 lead, continues to ride Mel. Tries a little near side tilt. And now has the boots in, so able to hip control on Mel. Really working hard on the half Nelson. Really, really heavy on the head. Logan Noyes was a tough semifinal loss to Victor Bonus, and maybe showing off why. Now the half Nelson, he's got Mel over, and he's got him just about stuck. But Mel, a nice job defensively to fight back near the boundary, and the period will end. No near fall points. 4-0 Noyes takes it into the third period.
Bonus and Erdely wrestling neutral championship match at 152. Nice shot by Bonus, but it came up with just air. Quick move by Erdley to saw that coming. Fake shot by Bonus. And then when he relaxes, standing back up, Erdley like a cat in on a knee. Bonus trying to package up around the chest. Erdley, arm around the waist, picks up on the near leg. And now Bonus able to kind of pancake Erdley, who rolls over to his knees, and the two still neutral. Bonus now draped across the back of Erdley, and the period going to end 4-0. Nice scramble.
Yeah, you mentioned a great counter shot there from Erdley to really get that scramble going. But give Bonus some credit. He did a really great job defensively to not allow Erdely to finish off that move and keep it just a four-point deficit.
Wrestle neutral to start the third period. 4-0 lead for Jonah Erdely.
Vinny Boris, your fourth-place finisher.
Right in the center circle. Got to like guys that just want to stay right there in the middle and do their thing.
Your third-place finisher, Brady
Erdely, with the 4-0 lead. Bonus on a knee, and Erdely shoots for a leg anyway and got to the low single. Bonus tried to counter. Now he's off balance and got to give up the takedown. Erdley's two takedowns have been basically the same thing. He got Bonus off balance, and the Bonus just gave it up.
I mean, two great wrestlers like that, your margin is so slim for when you're able to attack. So, yeah, impressive work. Noyes continues to lead 4-0, wrestled on their feet with Mel this whole third period. No score. Mel starting to turn up the intensity a little bit. They go out of bounds 26 seconds to go, though. Again, Noyes, barring any sort of penalty point, can't afford to give up a takedown as he has a four-point lead.
Erdley up 7-1 on Bonus. Again, they're wrestling neutral. A minute to go in the third period. Championship out at 152 pounds. Two working tied up.
Yeah, under 10 to go here. Noyes doing a nice job just really kind of stalling out Mel defensively. Out of bounds they go, just 4 seconds to go. I made the mistake once. I don't want to say it's too soon for anything, but Angelo Mel's going to have to go here. Low single, Noyes blocks it. He's going to run away. Mel going to basically tackle into him, but time will run short. Logan Noyes, your third place finisher, a 4-0 decision over Angelo Mel.
Erdely of Frazier leading 7-1. 25 seconds remaining in this championship match. Bonus tried earlier on an ankle pick, but got nothing but air. Erdley shot at a leg, gets air. Bonus trying to scurry around to his right. Erdley hanging on two hands, and Bonus is going to get the takedown, but Erdley had delayed that long enough to it'll be in a 7-4 final score as Jonah Erdely of Frazier wins the 152-pound championship. Back to Burgettstown, 2A Southern Sectional on WJPA and greensports.net.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Here's your 145-pound award winners. Cody Gates of Brownsville takes sixth. Fifth to Vinny Boris of Hopewell. Fifth place to Boris. Fourth to Joel Reiser of West Green. Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown takes third. Caleb Patton of Washington is the runner-up. And Emmett Wolf of McGuffey, technical fall, 17-2 at the four-minute mark, wins the 145-pound championship. Championship bout at 160, Alec Palko of Jeff Morgan, Owen Ivsic of Benworth. Another dandy matchup. These two combined, looks like about 64-12.
Yeah. I remember seeing Palko, I think, for the first time last year or the year before, and he's been a name that's been easy to follow, and certainly Owen Ivsic's success is well documented. Third place match, Javon Woods of Washington and Garrett Newman of McGuffey. No score in the second period.
Dadrian Walls of Chartiers Houston, Bryce Smith of West Green underway in the fifth place bout. They're into their second period, still scoreless. Speaking of scoreless, Palko and Ivsic wrestling neutral over halfway through their first period, still without a point. Owen Ivsic, by the way, Bentworth's all-time wins leader in high school wrestling. Smith with a takedown against Walls. Half Nelson in a one-on-one trying to turn Walls over for back points. Can't get it so far. Now lost the one-on-one. Got to be careful with that left-hand. It doesn't end up in a full Nelson.
He's very close. We had a really good sight line to that. And
over goes Walls. Smith hips it into the shoulders. Pick up the head of Dadrian Walls, who's rotated the hips. He's on his knees, and shoulders are still exposed. Oh, this is why you got to stretch. And those two end up at the boundary, a reversal for Dadrian Walls. So we're going to get four backs for Smith, two reversal for Walls.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, you talk about impressive effort there from Walls. Walls is feeling it now, injured on the sequence, but a really, really great effort.
Palko of Jeff Morgan, Ivsic of Bentworth go to the second period scoreless.
Woods is a bit stuck there. They're going to get Newman a two-point takedown. Newman trying to connect the dots there on a cradle, but Woods able to kind of sit back out of it and get back down onto his stomach. But a two-point reversal, I should say, on Newman. So Newman able to take a 2-0 lead under a minute to go second period.
Escape for Palko. He leads 1-0 on Ivsic and tries a weak drag attempt, but that went nowhere. Ivsic in on a nice single shot. Pulls Palko back toward him, keeps control of that right leg and trying to get Palko off balance. Got behind Palko, drops him into the mat, got the takedown, and Palko scrambles back to his feet, the two right at the edge of the mat, and they'll come back to the middle, 3-1 Ivsic.
Javon Woods, I think the score should be 4-2. No, 2-2 is – no, it should be 4-2. I think they're missing something there. Newman had the reversal and got two near fall points. Woods was able to reverse him back. Scoreboard showing 2-2. I believe the score is 4-2. As Newman was able to find two near fall points before Woods reversed him back.
Well, they're going to stay at 2-2, looks like.
I don't think that's right, but...
Escape for Palko to pull to within 3-2. Ivsic and Palko right in the center circle of mat 1.
Second period comes to a close. Again, score 2-2, but the official coming over to the table. Again, I think they're going to make the correction to my point. Newman started the period down, got the reversal, was able to get a two near fall points, and then Woods reversed him back.
Smith of West Green leading Walls of Chartiers Houston 7-0. Early third period. It's fifth place match here at 160 pounds. Ivsic and Palko wrestling neutral. Late second period, 3-2 lead for Ivsic. Tried to get to a leg late, just couldn't quite finish that off. And a period comes to an end.
So now 3-2, Newman leads. So I guess they gave him in this. Honestly, I'm not sure. But 3-2, Garrett Newman of McGuffey leads. Caution there on Newman.
152-pound award winners. Let me run those quickly for you. And I think we got a disqualification. Boy, this might be even more than that. It might be flagrant misconduct.
Walls slammed his headgear as he was heading out. As Bob works to get that, Javon Woods, three to three, gets an escape. Go ahead, Bob.
Flagrant misconduct is the call. Dadrian Walls apparently bit Bryce Smith. So Smith wins by flagrant misconduct, but Dadrian Walls, I believe, is out of the series now.
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
He was pretty hot when he came off the mat.
Championship match, Owen Ivsic leading 3-2, but Alec Palko has been able to ride for the first minute of this third period.
Yeah, a couple good ones here. Third place match, Newman and Woods tied at 3, 45 seconds to go, and both wrestlers on their feet. Keep an eye on that one as you follow Ivsic and Palko.
Ivsic sits and turns. Palko now throws one leg in, gets the second in as well, but unable to keep the right leg laced. Ivsic trying to pull Palko up over the shoulders, but now Palko giving up on the legs part of it. He's hooked up underneath the one shoulder. Stalling call against Owen Ivsic. Now 20 seconds remaining. Ivsic drawing his base back under, and Palko lost control there, just trying to get something to make it happen. Ivsic with the reversal. He's up 5-2 now. Palko out front to face Ivsic, going to get an escape. Now make it 5-3, but just seconds remain. And Owen Ivsic going to win the 160-pound championship in a tough battle. 5-3 Ivsic over Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan.
We haven't had many overtime periods, but we have one here at 160 pounds, third place match. Javon Woods of Washington, Garrett Newman of McGuffey at 3-3. We are in to overtime.
This is our second overtime bout of the day. Both of them have involved a Wash Eye wrestler.
That's right, because it was one of the Pattons, if I'm not mistaken, who had the other overtime period. In on a shot is Newman. He's in on the left leg of Woods. Woods stands up trying to get away. Newman bringing it up, looking for the right ankle to trip. Trips towards the boundary. Two-point takedown, Garrett Newman. The overtime win, the takedown, 35 seconds in. 6-3, Garrett Newman, your winner. And the third place bout at 160 pounds.
We'll go to 172 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
172-pound championship match. Aaron Supler of McGuffey, Chaz Rush of Avella. They are scoreless, a minute in, but here comes Supler trying to dump Rush. Rush still hanging on a leg. Supler had a cradle in. Rush let go of the leg. Supler going to get the takedown out of that, and he still has the cradle.
Nice shot from Supler there. He's got his foot right on the edge on the boundary line. He's going to get his near fall points as they go out of bounds. Third place match, Levi Yater of West Green. He has a 3-0 lead over Jason Murray of Burgettstown. That first period coming to a close. Yater riding on top, and he'll go to the second period leading 3-0.
Here, your fifth player of the top six in the 152-pound bracket. Mason Crowe of Bentworth is sixth. Evan Tirado of Hopewell, fifth. Fourth goes to Angelo Mell of Chartiers-Houston. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown takes third. Victor Bonus of McGuffey, your runner-up. And Jonah Erdley of Frazier wins the 152-pound championship with a 7-4 decision.
At 172 pounds, no fifth-place match. Miles Rocco, your fifth-place wrestler, as there were only five wrestlers in the weight class.
And the 160-pound award winners, And I don't believe we get that confirmed. We have a flagrant misconduct in the fifth place match. So fifth goes to Bryce Smith of West Green, fourth to Javon Woods of Washington, third to Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Your runner-up is Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan, and Owen Ivsic of Bentworth wins the 160-pound title match.
Yater of West Green has extended his lead out to 6-0 over Murray of Burgettstown, continuing to work on top. Minute 15 remaining, second period. He's working hard on the head.
Please report to the head table. Frazier, coach, please report to the head table. Thank you.
Yater continuing to work hard, trying to get the bar on the left arm. Pitching down is Murray on it. Supler trying for another near side cradle. He's not going to lock it up, but he is going to turn rush over onto his back. He's got four near fall, and there is the fall. Aaron Supler at 172 pounds. He is your champion. If I can do my math correctly, 236, I believe, is the fall there.
Yeah, that'll work. And one note, I want to get back to the 60-pound bracket.
Yeah, sorry.
One note, because of the flagrant misconduct by the sixth-place finisher, eliminated from the tournament series and replaced, and that will be Tanner Haller of Frazier, who will go to WPILs next week as the sixth place seed out of the Southern Sectional.
Tanner Haller, just for what it's worth, and again, these are all 3-12, a listed record for Tanner Haller. So
that's
a nice surprise.
Indeed, and I mean, I'm sure that's what they just indicated. So, yep.
So, 172 pounds, second period, coming to a close of our third place match. Levi Yater of West Green will take his 6-0 lead into the third period against Jason Murray of Burgettstown. Up next are 103 more weight classes following the completion of this Yater Murray match. Again, we mentioned Supler, the fall over, Supler, the fall, I'll say that, in the championship match here at 172, and no fifth place matches. There were only five wrestlers in the bracket.
Yep, and I have confirmed that Tanner Haller will indeed be the 160-pound sixth place finisher going to WPILs next week.
Yater, another tilt there. No points to show for it. Under a minute and a half remaining. He continues to ride Jason Murray here.
Recognize our place winners in the 160-pound weight class. In sixth place, from Frazier, Tanner Haller. Fifth place.
Yater continues to work. Now just over a minute to go. Breaks down. Murray back to his stomach. Murray trying to work his way back up to his hands and knees, unable to do so there. Half Nelson attempt by Yater. Met with resistance. Now Yater gets it in a little bit deeper, going to turn Murray over, and Yater has near fall points and is looking for the fall. Nice shot by Murray to roll through that. They'll clear himself and get up to his feet. They're going to give three near fall to Yater. Murray one for the escape. 35 seconds to go. 9-1, Levi Yater leads. Murray trying to push into him a little bit. Shot attempt by Yater. Murray sprawls, gets behind. 9-4, he's going to give Yater the escape. So 10-4. I don't know if he actually gave him the escape or not.
Nope.
He did not. So they'll continue to wrestle and now go out of bounds. 15 seconds to go. Yater now gets the escape point, but only now. 10-4 the score now. Just 15 seconds remain. Murray trailing by 6. Murray pushing. Shot in by Yater. Yater's going to be able to pick it up and get some near fall points as Murray basically pulled him on top. So a three-point takedown. I'm not sure if they're going to give him. They are going to give him four near fall points. So score is going to balloon, but the outcome mostly the same. Levi Yater, your third-place finisher, a 17-4 major decision over Jason Murray of Burgettstown at 172 pounds.
We go to 189 when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world.
Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Underway at 189 Malachi Peak of Beth Center, Dominic Musi of Avella in a championship matchup. Third-place bout, Braden Taggart of Bentworth against Shannon Archie of Bergenstown. Cash Maine of McGuffey, Hunter Gorby of West Green wrestling for fifth, and nobody has a point.
You said it.
Zeros across the board.
All six wrestlers still on their feet. Nobody's even in a shot attempt at the moment. Musi was close there, but nothing.
Peak, short drag, got to the leg. Musi stumbled, lost his balance, but is okay. And he's shaken up, I think. Looks like he's got his wits back around him. Surprised that didn't get stopped just to make sure.
Yeah, Malachi Peak, if you see him wrestle, he is... There are not many like him who wrestle with the level of intensity that he does and showing off right now.
15 seconds to go in the championship first period. Still scoreless. Archie of Bergenstown, Taggart of Bentworth are scoreless. They go to their second period in their wrestling neutral. Gorby of West Green on the bottom, scoreless with Cash Maine and McGuffey starting their second period. Choice belongs to Dominic Muzzy. He'll take bottom position. It stands and turns right back into Malachi Peak for the first point of the match. Short drag attempt by Maine and McGuffey after Gorby got an escape to open the scoring. Musi in on a leg, but Peak with a whizzer.
Archie tried the underhook, but Taggart able to undercut that, step through, trip Archie, and get the pin. Braden Taggart. Archie was pushing the envelope, got the underhook. But Taggart snuck through, made the front trip, and caught Archie, and Braden Taggart a fall in the second period. He'll finish third. Good bounce back from Taggart after that tough semifinal loss.
Musi of Avella leading 1-0 against Peak of Best Center. They're back into action. 1:20 to go in their second. A minute to go in the second period. Check that. 50 seconds to go in the second period. Hunter Gorby of West Green leading Cash Maine 1-0. Takedown for Malachi Peak. He's up 3-1. Peak, tight waist, chop the right arm. Usually just kind of sitting back into Peak. Stand up attempt. Is he going to get to his feet? He was able to get free. Last time he got to his feet, but and now Peak going to just cut him loose.
Probably not worth it to Peak there to try to keep fighting from a position of...
Gorby in deep on a single trip. The other leg funk attempt by Cash Maine, and he did get a hold. But the takedown is going to be awarded. Hunter Gorby up 4-0 late second period. And that takedown in the final 10 seconds of the period.
Peak and Musi going to go back to the center. 20 seconds to go, second period. Peak with a 3-2 lead.
Musi pushing the issue a little bit, but got to be careful there.
Good shot.
Peak is so quick.
Yeah, it looked like Musi might have gotten in there, but they're going to call him out of bounds. I'm not sure. Maybe Peak heard that whistle before I did. Looked like Musi had a pretty good shot there, but otherwise the second period now back underway, and it's going to end with Malachi Peak with still a 3-2 lead.
4-0 lead for Hunter Gorby of West Green over Cash Main of McGuffey. And they are early third period. Main on the bottom trying to scoot hips, get his legs out in front of him. Gorby continuing to lean hard on the back of the shoulders and now trying to expose the shoulders, but Main able to rock over. As Main was reaching up to grab Gorby's head, Gorby able to power Main back over to his knees.
Peek able to pull an escape. So 15 seconds into the third period, and Malachi Peek has extended his lead to 2.
Gorby got a little disconnected on top. Main tried to come out the side, but somehow Gorby has been able to keep him under control. Awkward headlock here. But Gorby still had the head and arm. Now to his feet comes Cash Main for an escape. His first point of the match, 4-1. Peek trying to get around behind Musi. Musi scrambling, got to his feet. No takedown awarded, and he'll be able to turn in and face Peek. A minute to go in the third. 4-2 lead for Malachi Peek of Best Center in the championship match here at 189 pounds.
Yeah, Peek kind of turns it on and turns it off a little bit. He'll kind of not lull you to sleep, but man, when he turns it on, he is his action is noticeable.
Main gets a takedown with just 15 seconds to go in the match. He's tied his bout with Hunter Gorby, and they're going to go to overtime for fifth place.
Musi trying to do something there. Now we're down to 20 seconds. Peek still controlling. Pretty good shot there by Musi. But Peek able to block it, spin around, and get the three-point takedown. Peek will let him back up at 7-3, but the takedown from Malachi Peek.
Overtime underway. If anybody gets a takedown, and each has one, the next takedown will win it if we get that. If not, we'll go somewhere we hadn't gone before. 7-3, Malachi Peek, your winner in the championship match against Dominic Musi. 35 seconds to go in the sudden victory period. Gorby of West Green, Main of McGuffey. Short drag attempt by Main, and Gorby able to keep his weight back. Tie up. Now Main drops to a leg. Didn't finish that. Drops to a leg a second time. Keeps coming after that. Gorby draped across the back, trying to spin. He grabs an ankle, trying to flatten Main out. Spin move by Gorby. Leg still held. Reload there by Main. Gorby trying to peel him off. Flattens Main out. Gets around behind with 4 seconds to go. And Hunter Gorby wins fifth place with a 7-4 victory in sudden victory, 56 seconds in. We're back to the Burgettstown Fieldhouse and the 2A Southern Sectional on WJPA and greensports.net.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Award winners at 172 pounds. Fifth place goes to Miles Rocco of Southside. And again, only five guys in the bracket. Fourth to Jason Murray of Burgettstown. Levi Yater of West Green takes third. Chaz Rush of Avella second. And your champion, Aaron Supler of McGuffey, by way of a fall in the championship match. We get a 2:15, the title matchup. Noah Lehue of Best Center quickly with a takedown against Burgettstown's Adam Beloga.
Third place match is going to be Derek Diamond of Frazier and Tyler Clayton of Chartiers Houston. They no score at the end of the one.
And fifth place, Jeff Muzinic of Brownsville and Lucian Williams of Southside. 3-1 lead for Muzinic at the end of one. Lehue trying to run a bar and a one-on-one. And over goes Beloga. And Beloga is pinned. The fall called in a minute and 12 seconds. Noah Lehue of Best Center wins the 215-pound championship.
Diamond of Frazier able to get an escape early in the second period. So Diamond now leads 1-0 on Clayton of Chartiers Houston. They are on their feet just 25 seconds into the second period.
Championship victory for Noah Lehue, the 100th career victory. Congratulations there. Award winners at 189. Let's run those down here for you if we can do that. Sixth place to Cashman and McGuffey. Hunter Gorby of West Green with the sudden victory in the fifth place match. Fourth place goes to Shannon Archie of Burgettstown. Third to Braden Taggart of Bentworth. Your runner-up, Dominic Musi of Avella, and the champion by way of a 7-3 decision in the final, Malachi Peak of Best Center.
In sixth place from McGuffey, Cash Maine.
6-6 tie, Muzinic of Brownsville, Williams of Southside. One weight class to go when we're done here.
Yep, still 1-0 here. Diamond and Clayton mostly been pushing around for the last minute. No real chance. Shot in there from Diamond, though. Clayton able to grab onto the far ankle. Clayton now rolls him through.
Dominic Musi.
Diamond still hanging on to that far ankle. Now he's going to pick up Clayton, bring him back to the mat, trying to clear the leg, and he's going to do it. Derek Diamond, a takedown near the end of the second period. He now leads 4-0, just 10 seconds to go.
Muzinic escape, leads Williams 7-6. And now a takedown for Williams. He's got Muzinic's shoulders exposed and pinned. The fall comes at 2:36, the time of the fall, and that's the singlet matchup that I feared
that
all
feared.
Day long. Injury suffered here by Muzinic. Looks like a left shoulder rib injury.
Yeah, he was calling for it too. He got taken down, and I think was asking for injury time, but with the move in progress, official kind of had to let that one go. So Diamond and Clayton into the third period. Diamond leading 4-0, riding on top. About 90 seconds to go. Clayton now out in front, trying to come up with the leg of Diamond. Able to get it a little bit off the mat, trying to grab that ankle to bring it up a little higher and wrap it around. And a two-point reversal there for Tyler Clayton. This one not over yet, just 4-2 now. And Clayton's going to go ahead and give Diamond the escape. So 5-2, Derek Diamond leads just over a minute to go. Clayton now needs the takedown to get himself tied back up. They center back and push on each other from a tie-up. Down to 50 seconds. They break away from the tie-up and re-engage. Mostly just pushing and shoving. A little throw by from Clayton. Leads to nothing, and they tie back up 35 seconds to go. Shot attempt by Clayton, blocked by Diamond. Back up to their feet. A little over-under with both wrestlers jockey for position 25 seconds to go. They clear the over-under, and they're just tied back up again. 20 seconds remaining, third period. Diamond leads 5-3. Shot attempt by Clayton. Second attempt. He's in on a shot. Trying to come through. Sprawled out is Diamond. Clayton up to his feet. Diamond stands back up. Clayton trying to hold on to that double leg takedown as Diamond continues to position himself. Going to push back, and they are going to run out of time. Derek Diamond of Frazier. A 5-2 decision over Tyler Clayton of Chartiers Houston. Your third place finisher at 215.
And we'll go to 285 when we come back on greensports.net, the WJPA Sports Network.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
285-pound action underway. Championship match. Colin White of West Green, Joe Wilson of Washington. Third place bout as Jacob Lau of Chartiers Houston against Landon Heath of Jeff Morgan. Connor McQuillan of Fort Cherry against Keegan Vollen of Southside Area.
And as you've mentioned before, Bob, no score across the... Across the field house yet. All six wrestlers still up on their feet.
White, a little soft shot at a leg against Joe Wilson in the championship match. Vollen gets around behind McQuillan, but can't stay there for long.
He's trying to get an over-under, has a pretty sizable, pretty notable height advantage on Lyle, but Lyle does a good job positioning himself out of it.
White in on a double shot, but good job there by Wilson to just pry him back up off the legs. Lau got a foot caught underneath the body, but the takedown not awarded because they had both stepped out of bounds.
I was going to say, Heath was in on it, but Lyle will live in on a single now. As Heath drops down, Lyle unable to respond to that one, and Landon Heath gets the takedown right at the end of the period. 3-0 Landon Heath going to the second period.
Shot by White. Fought off by Wilson. Those two standing between the center and outer circles. White's taken a couple of shots but hasn't gotten anywhere yet. 5 seconds remaining in the first period in the championship match, and they'll go to the second scoreless. Keegan Vollen with an escape in the second to lead Connor McQuillan 1-0. Takedown for Vollen. Escape for McQuillan. Make it 4-1 now.
Heath beginning in the second period on top of Lyle. He leads 3-0 here in the third place match.
White will choose bottom to start the second in a scoreless match, and he's quickly to his feet for an escape. The first point of the 285-pound match. We've had 3 overtime bouts today.
It's pretty good. I'll take those numbers.
White gets to a leg, dumps Wilson to the mat. Joe Wilson just had to give that up. His right leg shoved in the air, and he had nowhere to go but down. 4-0 lead for Colin White of West Green.
Landon Heath now using legs. Now basically has the body scissored of Lyle and just laying his hips on top of his chest. And Landon Heath with a fall at 152. Landon Heath, your third-place finisher at 285.
Here's your 215 place winners. Jeff Musinick of Brownsville takes 6th. Lucian Williams of Southside is 5th. Tyler Clayton of Chartiers Houston finishes 4th. Derek Diamond of Fraser, your third-place winner. Adam Beloga of Burgettstown, the runner-up. And Noah Lehue with his 100th career victory, pinned in the championship match of the section tournament. Noah Lehue of Best Center.
And your champion at 215 pounds from Bethlehem Center High School.
Colin White still riding and leading Joe Wilson. These two 285-pounders right in the middle of this Resolite mat here at Burgettstown. And White trying to work a short bar. Folds the arm onto the back. Wilson goes over. And I think he tried to go all the way over and just didn't get there. And Colin White gets the pin. 3 minutes, 25 seconds to win the title. Colin White of West Green by fall. Again, 3:25 the time. That leaves Vollen and McQuillan, the last bout remaining.
Excited to watch Colin White here over the next couple of weeks. As you mentioned, really wrestling like he's on a mission, so he should be a fun guy to watch.
Boy, they don't even let the action finish before they start removing a mat.
Man, oh man. Everyone's ready to get out of here, Bob.
285-pounders just get no respect. I'm telling you, just no respect. Early third period, Vollen and McQuillan just grinding forehead to forehead, and they two separate, come back in and tie up. Both have already qualified to go to the WPIL 2A tournament next week at Chartiers Valley. A couple of disappointing notes today. Number one, the Tucker Maine illness keeping him from even presenting and weighing in. Certainly the flagrant misconduct at the end of the fifth place bout, or late in the fifth place bout, that not only cost you fifth or sixth place, but it takes you clear out of the tournament, the series. You do not get to advance next week. So just a disappointing way for a season to end for anybody. 30 seconds to go in the final bout. Keegan Voland leading Connor McQuillan. Voland spins around as McQuillan ended up on hands and knees. Voland gets the takedown to go up. I got the 6-7-2. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, four? Yeah, it was 3-7. Yeah. That's right. It was.
Voland had gotten hit with a stalling warning, too, but responds with a takedown of his own as he carries that 7-2 decision into a final.
Fifth place goes to Keegan Voland. We'll check the 285-pound award winners for you when we come back in just a couple of minutes here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Here's your 285-pound award winners. Connor McQuillan of Fort Cherry, 6th. 5th place to Keegan Voland of Southside area. 4th place to Jacob Lyle of Chartiers Houston. 3rd to Landon Heath of Jeff Morgan. Your runner-up is Joe Wilson of Wash Eye. And your 285-pound champion from West Greene, Colin White, winner by fall at 3 minutes and 25 seconds. We're going to take another timeout. When we come back, we'll run down the results, all the results in the championship matches. We'll get you the finals results from 107 all the way up to 285. That's when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Welcome back to Burgettstown to a Southern sectional matches all in the books. Here's the way the championship bouts went. At 107 pounds, Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan pins Carter Baker of Burgettstown. Time of the fall, 5:42.
Oh, I'm sorry. You wanted me to go.
I thought that's what we were doing.
That would have been correct to have talked about. Oh, my gosh, Bob. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
In the third place match at 107 pounds, it was Holden Humphreys of Chartiers Houston, a 20-5 tech fall over Quigley of Best Center at 5 minutes.
I'm just going to do the finals. Grab 114 for me,
thank
your partner.
You. Sounds good. I can do that for you. I follow you. Finals. Final championship. Thank you. It was... I'm going to catch up to you here in 1 second, Bob. Thank you for bearing with me.
Absolutely.
It was Bobby Lemley of Bentworth, a 3-0 decision over Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan at 114 pounds. Oh.
No, check that. I got a fall in 40 seconds for Lemley.
Oh, wow. That was not what was listed, so okay.
Really?
Fall from Lemley. I trust. I'm seeing – oh, fall. I see it now.
Yep, fall for Bobby Lemley in 40 seconds.
I got you. I'm going to be ready for 127. Bob.
121, okay. Gage Bradley at Burgettstown, a decision win over Alex Medlin of Best Center, 5-4. Medlin was controlling that bout, and then Bradley took over in the third period and won at 5-4.
At 127 pounds, it was Clayton Ely of McGuffey, a fall at 118 over Danny Smith of Burgettstown.
133 championship match goes to Lucas Barr of McGuffey, a technical fall over West Green's Noah Collins, 18-1 the score, 2:19 the time.
My goodness gracious, I am all over the place. At 139 pounds, I know that Drake McClure won, but I'm...
Major decision?
Thank you, yep. 9-0 over Mason Wright of Bethlehem Center.
At 145, your winner is Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. Tech fall over Caleb Patton of Washington, 17-2. That coming at the four-minute mark.
At 152 pounds, it was Jonah Erdely of Frazier, a 7-4 decision over Victor Bonus of McGuffey.
At 160, your title goes to Owen Ivsick of Bentworth, a decision victory against Alec Palko of Jeff Morgan, 5-3 the final.
At 172 pounds, is Aaron Supler of McGuffey, a fall at 246 over Chaz Rush of Avella.
At 189, the win goes to Malachi Peak of Beth Center. Decision victory over Dominic Musi of Avella. Final score, 7-3.
At 215 pounds, it was Noah Lehue of Beth Center. A fall at 112 over Adam Bologa of Burgettstown. That was Noah Lehue's 100th victory in high school.
And at 285, your win goes to Colin White of West Green, pinning Joe Wilson of Wash High, 3:25. The time. Some final thoughts from Burgettstown to a Southern sectional when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
And that will wrap up our coverage here. Look ahead. I know you wrestling folks don't really care for basketball, but there's a lot of that coming up.
There is.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We have all kind of basketball. We're going to have basketball likely next Friday, though that's not for sure, and our wrestling coverage could change depending on that. But our plans are, as last year, the same as last year, we're going to cover WPIL wrestling tournaments on Saturday. We're going to carry wall-to-wall, start to finish on Saturday, both AA at Chartiers Valley, AAA at Cana McMillan. We're going to basketball between here and there, multiple games and all kind of stuff happening with that. And then we are planning to cover both days of both regionals at Altoona for 2A and at Cana McMillan for 3A, and then, of course, all 3 days at the PIAA Wrestling Championships. Greg Smith, thank you so much for your work today. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for inviting me back every year. It's always a pleasure to come join you guys during wrestling coverage.
You're on the docket for next week as well?
That's the plan.
That'll be great. We'll look forward to having you, and you can pop that button of yours, and we're good. I want to say thank you to the folks who make all this possible. That is our sponsors that make it possible for us to do what we do, both on WJPA Sports Network and on greensports.net, and groups from both counties coming together to make all this happen. Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, gives your case the attention it deserves. The Day Insurance Agency, on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. Schweinebraten Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Waynesburg University. Grow with us at Waynesburg. By Visit Greene. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreene.org. By Shaft Drillers International. Combine strength, unparalleled resources. Our coverage today also brought to you by the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19 just north of the Meadows. By Kinetic, Internet Better. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for more than 50 years. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Tip of the cap, Jacob Knisner, our producer in our downtown Washington studios, the WPIO Wrestling Committee, to Troy Ehlich and the entire crew here at Burgettstown for the accommodations, my partner Greg Smith, and all of us at WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. Thanks so much for being with us. The 2A Southern Sectional at Burgettstown in the books, top six, advancing to the WPIL Championships next weekend at Chartiers Valley. For all of us at WJPA and greensports.net, I'm Bob Gregg. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great weekend.